Welcome back to The Point. I'm so happy to be with you again. This is Molly Otis. Last week, I explained that my life verse, which I came upon when I was in college seeking God's will, is Ephesians 5:2, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. That is the Christian life in one verse, and that's why I love it so much. Things that are simple appeal to me. Things that have a point, a simple point, easy to remember. And this verse shows us that the Christian life is to walk in love. How do we do that? The second phrase of the verse tells us how, the example of what it looks like to walk in love. That is, Christ also hath loved us. Everything we do in the Christian life is to be mirrored the way Christ did it when he was on earth. If you ever get stumped and you feel a little overwhelmed, or maybe you've been away from God for a while, or maybe you just feel that your Christian life is in a rut, you don't know where to start, you want to draw close to God. Maybe you've gotten so much information from books and sermons, and you just feel that it's a little hopeless. You could never do all those things. You could never be all those things. I think the devil puts that in our minds sometimes to get us discouraged. I'm just so far from who I should be. I'm 44 years old, and I should be a lot better Christian than I am. It's embarrassing. And the devil says all kinds of things like that to us to get us to just not try. But what we could do then is to go to the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I've done this so many times, and I've encouraged other ladies and teen girls to do this. Just start there, or start again there. It's a new year. Maybe you're wanting a new start, a new fresh chance to live the Christian life and be what God wants you to be. Read about Jesus in the Bible. How are we supposed to act? What are we supposed to think? How are we supposed to treat others? What are we supposed to do in these circumstances? I just love reading Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John because Jesus came down to earth to show us how to live. Yes, he came to die on the cross for us, of course, so that we could be saved. But the 33 years he decided to stay on this earth before he went to heaven, he lived as a spirit-filled man. Of course, he could not sin. He was still God. But he chose to walk in the Spirit, and we have that same Holy Spirit in us. So what did he do? How patient was he with people? What did he not do? Study these things. Just decide to read the four Gospels. Maybe this week you could start into one of those four books of the New Testament and just decide, this is how I want to live, as Christ also loved us. That is how we live the Christian life. That is the point. That is how we walk in love. So I encourage you this week to walk in love, because loving God means loving others.